This morning here on our program, I want to visit a little bit about walking, just walking. Many of us have a hard time getting motivated to exercise, and as we age, of course, exercise can get more difficult as well. Aches and pains, sore knees, ankles, other joints, hips, all those things. Finding the time to actually do the things we need to do. We know we need to exercise, we just don't do enough of it. But Iowa State University Extension is offering an opportunity to get involved with the program, hoping to get you motivated and get you out a little bit. And it's going to be something that everyone, for the most part, can do. It's called Walk with Ease, and the whole point is to help Iowans kind of ease into a pattern of better health. Dawn Dunnigan is a human science specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and they've put together this program, and Dawn lists it out as a six-week program. It's evidence-based, and it was developed by the Arthritis Foundation. It's endorsed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it's meant to help older adults establish healthy patterns of physical activity through walking. Dunnigan specializes in family well-being, so she speaks from experience. They say over 600,000 Iowans live with arthritis and suffer from pain and its different types of limitations. And according to CDC reports, an estimated 53.2 million adults across the United States have had a medical diagnosis of arthritis. Now, arthritis symptoms can be a barrier to physical activity, and inactivity among people with arthritis is associated with other conditions, like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and functional limitations. However, regular physical activity can be an important way to reduce pain, to improve function, and to manage symptoms for people with arthritis and any other chronic conditions. The Walk with Ease program allows participants to learn to build healthy habits. Dunnigan says they also learn how to increase their strength, flexibility, and balance, and that also helps to reduce the risk of things like falls. The Iowa State University is partnering up with Iowa Community Hub to enhance the scope and reach of arthritis programming across the state. The project, which is funded through a cooperative agreement with the CDC, will help build capacity for Walk with Ease to be offered more broadly. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, area agencies on aging, YMCAs, and other community health educators are being trained to offer programs across Iowa communities. Strength of that program is that it can be offered in group settings or through virtual formats, as well as hybrid options that include both of those elements. Now, participants that are in Walk with Ease engage in structured walking sessions that enhance joint flexibility, cardiovascular fitness, and mental resilience. That program caters to diverse fitness levels. It ensures inclusivity for all. Dunnigan also says, as a certified Walk with Ease facilitator, it inspires participants to embrace movement and connect with others and also to thrive through that program. So organizations that would like to partner with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach to offer the Walk with Ease program locally can contact their local county extension office and find out more. Walking can improve cardiovascular health. It helps people who have diabetes. It assists with weight maintenance. And, of course, it provides many other health benefits. Joining a walking group can also help to support positive mental health and connections to others. So Dunnigan wants folks to walk together toward better health. Whether you're stepping out virtually or hitting the pavement in person, Walk with Ease invites you to be part of a stronger, healthier Iowa. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Walk with Ease program, you can find that information online. walkwitheaseisu.org is the location to find out more of that information. Now, they have plenty of information for folks who would like to participate in that program. If you're interested, you can find more information and registration links as well. If you'd like to find more about the local information, you can take a look online. They list some different information that's going on at different locations around the state. There's a general overview of the Walk with Ease program, just to give you kind of an idea of what it will include. The group program, which is so part of it, allows for an access to print an online book. There's online resources that will assist you with goal setting and self-monitoring. There's supervised walking and exercise sessions that are designed to improve fitness and function, and training on behavioral skills to help sustain a healthy, active lifestyle are all part of that. The group program option consists of three self-paced, one-hour-long walking sessions each week for 6 weeks, with a goal of increasing walking ability each week. And those sessions are held at predetermined times and locations, helping to create a consistent walking routine and to allow interactions with peers and also the program leaders. Now, again, if you want to find out more information about how to, or what's all involved, some of the details, the enrollment information, those types of things, you can find that out online. Now, also, there, in addition to looking for information there, too, you can find out more if you want to actually be a participant, and you can see some of those details as well. They have a form that you can fill out if you'd like to find out more. They have plenty. It's pretty simple information. It's a pretty quick form. Won't take you more than a minute to fill that out. So you can find out more if they want more of that type of information sent to you. You can grab that. Now, they also have other information there for organizations who might want to be involved. If you have an organization around the area that would like to be to learn more about that and to be a partner organization in this effort, you can find out more on that website as well. They have plenty of information there that's provided by several different agencies, and you can find out more details specifically about how to be a part of that program. Now, in addition, they have information on those different organizations there as well that are working with that program. There's a statewide virtual program also. They have specific information about around the immediate Ames and Story County area. But also, if you'd like to participate outside of that area across the state, they have virtual programs as well. And you can take a look at some of that information there. It's an evidence-based program. It's just promoting the healthy lifestyle, helping to build those healthy habits and give you more information about how to get started, and not just getting started, but also then trying to build that into a habit so that you keep with it. So to learn more, again, you can go online to walkwitheaseisu.org, and you can find more information about that. Or you could talk with some of the local agencies as well to see if there might be some interest in starting some local programming so that folks can kind of get on the ball and get started here in the spring. And also start putting together those networks. It's kind of a support network to help you continue to move forward. They also have some information on the page, too, that you'll find about the fall risk screening. They're working with clinical leaders and health leaders also to provide screenings to evaluate the risks for falling. As we age, we we run into some different challenges and things. The body doesn't last like we wish it would. So if you are interested in learning more about that, you can find that information online as well. And again, one of the purposes of this program is to help with that issue, with the fall risks. So check it out. It's called Walk with Ease. It might be a way for you to get started with that healthy lifestyle that maybe you've been putting off for a while. Weather's been decent here this spring, and it's not a bad place to get out and do some walking. Plenty of trails if that's your choice, or you can walk through neighborhoods in groups or individually. But however you plan on doing it, get started today.